Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
For the seventh time this weekend.
Today is going to be the day that they're going to throw it back to you.
Hit the post.
By now, you should have sung.
Shut up. Play the B-side.
I don't believe that anybody feels.
What if they sucked? What if they were a bad cover band?
That would be awful.
Like the worst
Oasis
cover
band. Let's get out of here.
Right.
Like, oh, we can't.
Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt.
That's pretty cool.
If they were terrible, there would have been a Belushi moment where somebody just grabbed the guitar and smashed it right
now. Play something else besides Oasis.
Sorry.
That's all we know. Morning, Craig. Lewis Black is going to phone the program a little later on.
Is he still in a tropical location?
No. I think it was Portugal. Remember, he says he always goes there.
He told me he was leaving the country on his annual Thanksgiving, getting the hell out of the country.
Okay, because I saw some photos of what I assumed was North Carolina.
No, he leaves the country.
Okay. That was a beach.
Somewhere foreign.
That was North Carolina, right?
I don't know if it's the same place or if he bounces around, but he always gets out of the country on Thanksgiving.
That's a great photo, too. It's got a pina colada sitting there or like overlooking the ocean. That was pretty beautiful.
It was last year, or maybe not last year because COVID.
He didn't go anywhere last year.
Some years ago, he was in Barcelona.
He was going nuts in New York. He did the right thing. He stayed home. But he's out on the road again. Going to be at the Stifel Theater in Kansas, Salina, and in Des Moines coming up, too. And we got Lewis on the phone about 2 hours from now. Filmmaker John Waters tomorrow and T.J. Miller in the studio on Friday. T.J.'s at Omaha this weekend. Funny Bone. Nick's got a couple gigs in our area, if you want to check them out.
Yes, I'll be at Infusion Brewing in Benson in Omaha Thursday night. Farmhand Brewing in Erling, Iowa, Friday, and Rosie's downtown in Lincoln on Saturday
night. All right.
Was on this date in 1982, Michael Jackson's Thriller album was released.
Yeah, changed.
Turned into kind of a big deal.
I heard that was a pretty good album.
I found a copy of that at Goodwill on Vital Ones.
Yep.
And I bought it, and I was surprised that it was there, but I don't know why I was surprised. It's the best-selling album ever. Like, there's more copies of that than any other album.
That's a good point. And it's not scarce.
Right.
No.
Not at all.
Because when they make them, it sells.
Mm-hmm. Right. Not a collector's item.
No.
Yeah, it blew my mind for a while. Okay. I was like, oh, I'm dumb.
I read this great story about Oasis was obviously influenced by the Beatles, but everybody was for that matter. But somebody did an interview with George Harrison in the 60s, late 60s, and he brought his copy of Revolver for the interview. And he goes, and it's just him and George Harrison, this writer, and he goes, hey, can you sign the Revolver album? And George goes, yeah, do you want them all? And he goes, what do you mean, do you want them all? And he goes, well, we know how to do everybody's signature. We did that to save time over the years.
Oh, wow.
And he signed everybody's name. Now, that guy has a copy of the Revolver album with all the Beatles signed it, all signed by George Harrison, but all looking like the original signatures of everybody else.
Does that devalue their autographs then? Like, if you have an autographed copy of something, do they know if everybody signed it?
Now, he brought this up because he saw George Harrison do it, but George Harrison, they said they all did it to save time. So it's out there. I mean, if you have Beatle autographs and you didn't see the guy sign it, you're right. It could have been any one of the Beatles signing it.
You have all
but
Ringo's.
It was still signed by one of the Beatles.
It was.
I mean,
I like the idea that they were that good at it. Because, four signatures, our four signatures are going to look different. Mine's brutal bad.
Yours is just nothing.
Nothing anymore, yeah. I'm just saying that, I think that's a pretty cool story.
Well, they're not making any more of them, apparently.
Beatles? No, they're not.
Right. Nobody's signing anything anymore, are they?
I don't know.
No, Paul said he won't.
Paul won't.
And Ringo said a long time ago.
Yeah, he doesn't
won't.
Do it anymore.
Ringo's done. And John stopped signing stuff at about 80.
Yeah. George Harrison about 20 years ago.
20 years ago. Yeah, 20 years ago, just the other day.
It's been 20 years.
Yeah, yep. He died.
Wow.
Right after 9/11, he died.
If you still haven't watched that movie where the guy something happens and the Beatles never existed and he goes.
I saw the first half hour of it. I liked it, and I got lost in something else. I forgot to picked it
What's
up.
What's it called? Something?
No.
Yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah.
I knew it was a Beatles song.
But I do love the gag in there. You know, when he's figuring out what happened, the Beatles never existed, he's Googling all these bands, like the Rolling Stones, right. And it comes up. He Googles Oasis, and there's nothing.
Nothing.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
If the Beatles never existed, Oasis can't have existed.
That's a great line.
Yeah. Oh, cry guy. Stumbled across. This is my least favorite form of reporting. Amongst it, apparently there was an offensive chant at the USC-BYU game.
F the Mormons.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
You can only say that about the president.
Yeah.
Oh, that's offensive, huh?
Apparently.
Student section at USC was yelling F the Mormons to BYU, right? Yeah.
F the Mormons. Yeah. Clap, 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 clap.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah, that whole bit.
Oh, I told you my son's buddy got in a fight.
Oh, was actually your buddy? You said it was happening right near them.
Well, there was a little kerfuffle going on. This was at the Arizona State University of Arizona game in Tempe. Little kerfuffle guy gets in my son's buddy's face.
And your son's buddy's dressed in Arizona State gear, right?
Yeah, well, they're in Tempe.
Okay.
And
the other guy was in Arizona gear?
I think so, and okay. My buddy threw a beer on this guy, and... Oh. And then there was some charging involved and people stopping people from charging. But then fists started flying because they were just hitting random people at that point.
Oh, dude.
The U of A fans were the ones throwing punches.
Did Ryan get hit?
Wow.
No.
He ducked
away.
Out. I ducked out of that.
He half started it and then backed away pretty much.
That seems on brand for
that's
him.
That's like a brand.
Yeah.
That's a
but
brand.
But I guess it ended with cops coming and people getting hauled away.
Did he get hauled away? Wow. No.
Yeah. That probably wasn't the only fight in that stadium. That's a pretty...
They don't like each other, huh?
Not at all.
All right.
Oh, it was the Territorial Cup.
Right. Yeah.
You got to get up for that
Since
game.
1896, and even if both those teams have sucky records, and they often do, there's always trouble at that game, regardless of where it is, Tempe or Tucson.
Well, they're not Nebraska nice.
No, they're not.
Down there. They
got obviously not.
If you're nice, you get to be 3-9.
I did. I watched the USC press conference for their new coach just to live vicariously through somebody getting a new
right.
coach.
Yeah, they got a new coach.
Oh, Lincoln Riley.
Lincoln
Riley. The coach of USC, and I don't like it.
Yeah,
they said that dude couldn't get out of Norman, Oklahoma quick enough.
Well, he didn't want to be part of the SEC.
That's
I get that, but
USC is a good gig, man.
But like the actual leaving of the camp, like they said he spent like 5 minutes with his players, like, peace out. I'm going.
They all have to leave. It's only you can't hang around too long. I get that. But
hope he doesn't.
I'd rather live in L.A. than Norman, Oklahoma. So good for him.
And I get him not wanting to go to the SEC with Oklahoma. Right. That's tough.
Yeah, but we don't want to see USC get good.
You don't. I don't
you
care.
Don't.
Yeah.
No. It's just it's not good for the country. Not what we
overall,
need
right
now.
Right.
And Chip Kelly looks like to LSU.
Or Brian.
Yeah, Chip
Brian
Kelly's still with
us. Yeah, Chip could go, too.
Yeah.
Chips would go away, Kelly. Too.
And then
Scott Frost to Notre Dame.
We don't
Dame.
Want any good coaches in the Pac-12.
Scott Frost to Notre Dame. Actually, I read that the dude from Iowa State to Notre Dame and Frost to Iowa State.
There's
a bunch of stuff going out there. I don't know.
Pretty big shift of a lot of guys.
Shit.
Yeah.
A lot of high-profile names.
Yeah.
And big jobs.
Big jobs, yeah.
Matt McConaughey will not be... the new governor of Texas, he said he will not be running.
Good.
Said it's a path he's choosing not to take at this moment. And so everyone is...
But keep talking about me all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as someone who will be running for office in Pennsylvania...
Yeah.
For the U.S. Senate seat in Pennsylvania is Dr. Oz.
You know, I saw this story a while back, then I read into it, too, and I talked to somebody, a friend of mine who works in government back there, and the lefties want Oz to run because he's an idiot.
Doesn't that fit right in, though?
It does, in the Republican Party, it does, yeah.
Yeah,
it does.
So but why do they want him to run?
Because it's a blue state, it's a purple state at best, and blue mainly, and they think they can beat him.
Okay.
Because, you know, he's
Dr. Oz.
He's Dr. Oz.
Is he a Philly resident?
He's from Pennsylvania somewhere.
Okay.
Not sure where he lives.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Well, I could see him being hurt, too, because they probably can't put Dr. Oz on the ballot.
No, that's right.
Oh, it'd be Mehmet.
Yeah.
We can't have a Mehmet. Mehmet.
Look at that guy. He's kind of brown, isn't he?
Yeah, but then Oprah's going to stump for him.
No, she won't.
Is she done with
politics
him?
Politics are different, so. Man. The
yeah,
politics are different.
He's going to make the official announcement, we're told, tonight.
He's going to slide out of the vagina slide.
On Hannity.
He's a right wing.
Oh, yeah. Oprah's not going to campaign for him.
No, he's a douchebag. No. Yeah.
If McConaughey would have run, how would that work with like all those car commercials he's in and stuff? Would they still be able to air those if he was a candidate?
I don't know the rules anymore.
Yeah, because he's not campaigning in those commercials.
Ah.
Yeah.
Don't even know the rules anymore.
Different
now.
The equal time stuff only applies to when he's talking about his campaign or something.
He is going to, Dr. Oz is going to be stepping back from his show for a while.
That show sucks anyway. It's about murder porn now.
Is it?
Yeah. All the time. It's about crimes.
True crime stuff.
And when did he go off?
He'll do a doctor show once in a while, but during the week, if you've seen it all, it's murder porn.
Yeah, mostly. Yeah.
No.
Once in a while, he'll do, health and nutrition. But no, mostly murder porn.
Right. All murder, and then, do you have crabs?
Right.
Yeah, he's kind of turned into Nancy Grace. And we liked that guy for a while.
We had him on the air. He was fun.
Yeah,
he was holding in front of Congress for pimping some bad crap. Remember
were we
that?
Wrong the whole time with that guy? Misread him?
We talked to him about regular stuff. We talked about the vagina slide and doctor and stuff, and good conversation with him. But of course we were wrong. Look at him.
We avoided his quackery.
He's on Hannity. And we're wrong about him.
Yeah, Hannity and I.
Hannity's the worst person in the world.
We don't share a lot of gas.
Yeah.
No. I forget that Hannity's even still in the air because Tucker Carlson gets
Carlson is the worst person in the world. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hannity has some reality, but not much. But Tucker Carlson is devoid of reality.
He's an angry little bow tie man.
Oh, my God. Well, he's a white supremacist.
That's why he's the most popular cable TV news host.
He's a white supremacist, man.
Well, obviously, that's what that audience wants.
He uses the word changing demographic, which means whitey's gone.
Officer Landon is checking in here. Guys, your friendly neighborhood commie police officer here. Just wanted to explain the difference between assault and battery for you. Right.
Thank you.
I'd like to know, too.
Assault with salt.
A battery with a battery.
Assault is putting someone in fear of harm without making physical contact.
What if you're afraid of salt?
Battery includes physical contact.
So you take a battery and you punch somebody with the battery.
Aggravated means there was a weapon involved. So if they used a battery and then whipped them with a phone charger, they'd be charged with battery using a battery and charger, which just means they came prepared. Thank you, officer.
He's had to sort that out for morons before.
He did.
He had that one ready to go.
Sad news. Apparently, hunting ammunition is difficult to find due to supply chain disruptions.
No, because gun guys are their own worst enemies.
They buy too much. They hoard
them. One guy on Facebook says, Biden's taking away all the bullets. So they go and they buy all the bullets, and they do themselves no favors by hoarding.
Biden
taking away all the bullets. Brandon taking away all the bullets.
That's what happens.
Well, I can't imagine
them
be like it used to be.
A total disservice.
By filling their shed full of bullets
and then bitch that they can't find any more bullets.
And then throwing a cigarette in their shed accidentally.
Oops.
Well, get out
in some cases, vendors are complaining about getting maybe 2% of the usual thing that they ask for.
Yeah.
That's not much.
Well, get out the bow and arrow and do it that way.
Right.
That's what more people are doing, actually.
Yeah. You can hunt deer with bow and arrow. Yeah, it's just a little tougher.
Yeah, more people are doing that, actually.
Yeah.
That was how my dad used to hunt deer, was with a bow and arrow. He never hunted with a gun.
We loved when he was out of the house, too. It was great. How about it, Craig?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I
talked to a couple
we didn't
of
them.
Talk about anything goes.
We didn't go there to hunt, either.
The gun guys I talked to. I thought ammo was a little easier to get now. And I don't
perhaps.
Know what a box of 9mm bullets costs. I just buy them. So I don't know if it's a lot more expensive.
It's not really a hunting ammunition, though, is it?
No.
You're hunting fridges, it
but
is.
That's tough to find. Really, yeah. That's tough to find. Yeah, it is. It works well on a fridge. Doesn't kill him, but teaches him a lesson.
Shoot one fridge.
I'm guessing
never
it's a,
live it down.
I'm guessing it's a rough transition, though, for a gun guy who's used to hunting with a rifle to switch to a bow.
Well, bow, it's tough. Yeah,
that's
it's
a
tough
lot.
To
that's a lot tougher.
Yeah. A lot of guys do both,
and you got to get a lot closer.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's tough.
And you got to shoot a lot of hay bales to get good.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of practice.
Seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, but if you're really into hunting.
Oh, my cousin just killed a bow. A deer with a bow. He showed me the photo the other, over the weekend.
That's hunting.
Right. That seems more more sporting that way. The animal has more
chance.
What did
you say when he showed you the picture? Oh, wow.
That's how I usually talk. I know a lot of hunters back east. Hell, they have Monday off. All the schools have Monday.
Monday is a hunting holiday?
In Pennsylvania.
Whole state?
I forgot about that, yeah.
You know, seems to me.
Well, that's the first day of deer season.
So, like Philadelphia, they're off for deer season?
I'm not sure, but well, you know what? I didn't grow up on a farm. It's an Omaha area looking place where I grew up in Harrisburg area. But I just totally zoned out. I've been going for 28 years. And I forgot. I thought, oh, that's right. Everybody's got school off tomorrow because of hunting.
I think they did that in North Dakota, but I don't know if it was sanctioned. It was just one of those things where
it's sanctioned now.
It's hunting. Well, everybody's going to take the day
off. You know what?
Though
most people didn't hunt, but a lot of people did. They just figured let's half the necks are out hunting.
So many people were
right,
gone.
Yeah.
Just shut it down.
Usually
you got to have your 10-year-old holding up a dead deer.
The hunting season starts on a weekend, but the following Monday.
Yeah, the following Monday.
They
right,
let people.
Yeah.
I used to see.
I saw two dead deer. My cousin and one of my friends, they showed me two dead deer. And they knew back then I didn't care, but I guess they still have to show it to me.
I would
see
cars.
You know me my whole life, right? How many times do I care about you hunting a deer? I don't care if you do. I know I grew up in Pennsylvania. I get it, but I don't care to look at a dead deer, but thanks for showing it to me.
That's never had any appeal to me.
No.
Like, if you woke up that early.
I have no problem with it.
And you were, like, drinking in the tree stand, like, that would be fun.
Well, they do that.
But there's a lot of, like, weapons involved.
And
I would see cars parked along the Pennsylvania Turnpike.
Right.
So what, the guys were hunting between lanes?
There's a movie called The Deer Hunter, and the reason it was called The Deer Hunter was also take place in Pennsylvania. You figure it out.
But it looked like they wandered into the woods between the eastbound and westbound lanes of the Pennsylvania Turnpike. That can't be safe.
Nope.
You can't hunt there.
Nope.
You should maybe be at least 100 yards away from vehicles when you're shooting.
I'd say out of range of whatever ammo you've got.
Right.
Come on. If something needs shot.
A deer needs shot. They need shot.
If there's something going around that needs shot, you're going to hit it and not hit anything else around it.
No. People die every year in hunting accidents. You know that.
Well, I saw.
There was a horrible story the other day.
Horrible story. Yeah.
Horrible story.
Horrible.
I missed it. Was it a kid?
Don't even ask.
Yeah. Adult,
you don't care. You don't even want the details.
No, you don't.
Trust me.
Really ugly.
Off the air, I want to know it.
New research.
Worse than that 2-year-old blowing away his kid a couple weeks ago? His dad?
Just as bad.
Okay.
I would say this is worse.
Really?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, because it's a kid that died. The adult died in that one, right?
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
New research suggests that all cats may have an element of psychopathy. To help owners assess where their cat falls on that scale, researchers at the University of Liverpool's School of Psychology developed the Cat Tri Plus Survey. The survey includes 46 questions to agree or disagree with, like, my cat torments their prey rather than killing it straight away, or my cat purrs while attacking.
Yeah. Oh, like it calms them down?
They do that. They'll bat the mouse around for a while, just toy with it.
Yeah.
Another example of what could be keys to answering whether your cat is a psychopath, like any personality trait. Researchers say that psychopathy is on continuum, with some cats scoring higher than others, but likely all cats have some of the behavioral traits that help their ancestors survive.
They'll dig a hole and throw that mouse down the hole and lower the basket.
Just put the lotion. It puts the lotion
puts
on.
Puts the mouse lotion in the basket.
Now,
and then they talk and say, I'd bang me. Yeah.
Researchers hope the results. Researchers hope the results will help improve human-feline relationships.
Relations.
And reduce the number of cats who wind up in shelters or put down.
In your experience, are goats psychopaths, puss?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why they're so attractive.
A little bit of crazy.
Oh, yeah. You like them a little crazy.
My goat's kind of crazy. It's crazy the sack.
But to the last point there, Craig, about how they hope this will help cats not end up in shelters or put down. You can know the cat is a psycho and still not want to live with it.
Yeah.
I mean, understanding that cat is nuts doesn't make it any easier to live with.
Right.
Well, it can't be more comforting finding out it's actually a psychopath.
Especially when it just stares at you. I don't hate cats. We had a couple back.
I don't hate cats.
But I'd rather have a dog. I'd rather have a dog.
I never want to live with one.
No.
Well, a woman on a recent Delta Airlines flight allegedly began to breastfeed her cat.
Okay.
Okay. I'm still watching.
Oh. Yeah. Listening?
who's the psycho now?
Yeah. Because I think the cat's thinking, hey, that's a big meal.
Delta Flight 1360 goes between Syracuse, New York, and Atlanta. Not exactly sure when this happened, but there is an image circulating online.
Oh, we gotta see
that. Appears to be a screen capture of a message that was sent using the aircraft communications addressing and reporting system that pilots use to transmit short text-based messages to the ground. The message reports that a passenger in seat 13A, quote, is breastfeeding a cat and will not put cat back in carrier in response to a request from a flight attendant.
I wish I would have got the seat next to her. I couldn't stop watching. Are you kidding me?
I imagine this lady does not smell great.
No, that's a good point, too. Their whole seat smelled like piss. You know it did. Right.
Her cat is feeding it the teat?
Man. Little other information is available.
Too, man.
Yeah.
A TikTok account from a flight attendant appears to refer to the incident with a video posted claiming that, quote, security met the flight because a woman was breastfeeding her cat. This woman had one of those, like, hairless cats up in a blanket so it looked like a baby.
Yeah, they're freaky.
According to the flight attendant.
Yeah, they're freaky-looking cats.
Right.
My daughter loves those things.
She said,
suck on a nipple the whole flight, but I can't get a beer.
Right.
She said her shirt was up.
The cat gets a nipple, I can't get a beer.
She said her shirt was
up.
That's
her new memoir.
And she was trying to get the cat to latch, and she wouldn't put the cat back in the carrier.
Don't you think this is more about
the cat was screaming for its life?
Don't you think this is more about her sexual stuff than the cat?
Yeah, it may not have anything to do with sex.
This is all about her.
I think she's digging this. Craig, you talk about nipples to me, it means sex. Sorry, I assume everybody's nipples are aroused.
She has to be like, this cat's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you think?
Did you want the cat to tweak the other one with its paw?
I think she's getting something sexual out of this. Purr.
I think she is too.
I don't.
Purr, you bitch.
I think she's just nuts.
Well, she's definitely nuts.
She could be nutty and, you know, getting off on it.
Oh, it'd be great. You'd have that story. I sat next to it. I don't want to hear your story. I got that beat. Sat next to a woman breastfeeding her cat on a Delta flight.
A hairless cat. Hey. A hairless. That makes it weirder. That makes the visual
worse. Those cats
worse.
Are creepy.
They are creepy looking, right? Go on back. Breastfeed if you got them.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.